I'll tell you what, isn't an exciting time after the Olympics for women's football? Did you know the game against Sweden when Australia was playing, the Matildas, broke TV history for a women's team sport when it came to the audience size? It was 1.87 million Aussies tuned in, nearly 2 million people. Staggering stuff. My next guest is a lady who was up and about when, well, female football, soccer, really got going in Australia. She's a football legend and first ever captain of the Matildas. Her name is Julie Dolan, and she joins me online. Hello, Julie.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm really well. How are you doing? Is the heart settled down after Tokyo?
It was great just to see the girls go around on, you know, against some of the top teams in the world. So really, really exciting.
And Julie, just a poofteenth off a medal too. So close. The Americans just got us at the end there.
I think so, you know. But, you know, the stage is set for, you know, the learning that will happen and, you know, that comes from, you know, getting so close but yet so far. So I think they'll come home, they'll do homework, and, you know, they'll be much better for it.
Hey, Kyrie Cooney-Cross, who's got some Ballarat connections, Julie, she trained here for about 3 years as a junior. She's an up-and-about youngster, isn't she?
She certainly is, and she and Mary Fowler, you know, the two youngsters in the team over there, they did really well, I thought, when they came on. And you've got to remember, you know, they're young kids, they're playing against some of the best players in the world, and I thought they did themselves and the country proud. So, and just you know, we have a bit of a link to Kyra. Her father coaches here at the sports college that I'm at. And also her sister, Shani, comes to school here.
There we go. You're on the central coast of New South Wales at the moment. So you're on, what did you describe it to, Julie, as lockdown light at the moment there, hey?
Yeah, or paradise.
Yeah, a mix of both. Now, Julie, we mentioned the youth in the Matildas side. Now, speaking of youth, you started playing at 14. This is the stat that amazes me, though. You were our inaugural captain at just 16 years of age. In hindsight, was it too young to be thrust into that leadership role?
Well, thankfully, I had a couple more years on me, so I was 18 at that time. But I think back in the day, you know, these are things that when you look back at them, you think, oh, that was really young. But at the time, you're in the moment. And that's the environment you've been in for quite some time. So it happens as it happens. So you're not thinking about, geez, am I too young? Can I manage all this? So, and with the support networks around me, you know, it was just incredible back in those days. So the players, the coaches, the admin, you know, everybody working towards the same thing. So my job was pretty easy.
What's changed, Julie, since you started playing as a Matilda? Is it professionalism? Is it the money? Is it all of the above?
I think they all go hand in hand, don't they? I mean, the money brings the professionalism. And so, you know, what we'll see with the CommBank investment is a lot more funding going into every aspect of the game. So that's from grassroots right up to the elite levels. And, you know, all the other significant aspects of the game, like refereeing, coaching, admin. And that sort of filters into, you know, the how the teams perform. And it also affects, you know, what sort of events we can put on. So we can hold major events like the World Cup and the Olympics and things like that. So, and that in itself drives participation.
It's a good time for female football at the moment, isn't it, Julie? You've got a very successful Olympics. You've got CommBank tipping in a heap of cash. And then in 2023, Australia and New Zealand team up for the World Cup again. How excited are you about this event?
Oh, really excited. I mean, this is in our backyard. You know, most of us will be able to get to a football game where we see these really talented athletes go around, and it's only going to drive more participation in the game and, you know, give the game exposure to areas that may not have been exposed to it before. So it's a landmark investment, and it's going to do so much for the game.
And Australia's in an interesting spot, Julie, isn't it? Because, you know, I guess we're a footballing nation of Aussie rules, and in your part of the world, rugby league, even though soccer's the world game. But do you think this investment and the World Cup might just put it up a run or two?
they're already, you know, scaling sort of new heights in terms of viewership and participation. So I think it will only increase that. So, and women's sport in general is enjoying this real surge in popularity, and the Matildas are at the top of the tree. So, yeah, it's only going to get bigger, I think.
And what's your tip for Paris for the Matildas? Can they go one better?
Let's hope so. Let's hope that, you know, they've taken lessons from Tokyo, and here they go. You know, we learn from that and put that practice into place.
Finally, Julie, just before we let you go today, advice for young women in sport. I mean, as we've already discussed, you started out so young, were captain at 18. What sort of pearls of wisdom can you pass on today?
I think what I would pass on is for any young person, you know, just realise the opportunities that are there in the game these days. And it doesn't have to be as a player. It can be, you know, in any aspect of the game, but there are so many opportunities. So be what you want to be and believe in yourself and go after it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a really good message. I mean, you could be a club volunteer. You could be an administrator. Just get involved and have a go.
That's the thing, yeah.
You could find yourself pulling on the green and gold one day. Do you still get around in the green and gold much, Julie?
I don't, but I get to see all these really talented people that do get to get around in the green and gold. So, and that's wonderful to see.
Yeah, well, we're proud of our Matildas, Julie Dolan, and it's been an absolute honour having you on Ballarat today as a footballing legend and first ever captain of the Matildas. Julie, thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.